Hey Grow Girls, you are listening to the Get Up and Grow Girl podcast, hosted by me, your spiritual life and business coach, Lila Jasmine Sule. I'm also a recovering hustle hard, turn my back on my feminine energy, disconnect from the divine, my productivity equals my worth kind of girl. So now it's my mission to help you ditch that disconnected lifestyle and instead align and prosper so you can experience soulful, aligned, feel-good success. You don't need no magic lamp because you are your own genie capable of manifesting your own vision. So this podcast will guide you on your journey to finding your light, stepping into your power, and manifesting your dream life and business. So let's jump in.
Girls, welcome back to the podcast. And this one is for my busy girls. It is for those of you who have a bit of a crazy life, or a bit of a busy life, or a busy schedule at least, but you still want to manifest, obviously. You still want to manifest all that you want. You're going to let that stop you. But you are up against some potential roadblocks. I'm not going to lie to you, being busy, so busy that you're in autopilot mode, can be a bit of a roadblock towards your manifestations, but there is a way around it. And that's what I'm going to share with you in this. And I'm going to share with you more also about the Co-Creator Collective, which you may have seen me talk about a lot, so that you can know what it is and if it's actually for you, if it's what you need, if it's going to help you or not. So if you are a busy girl who has a lot going on in her life, so maybe in your day-to-day grind, in order to keep up with everything that you have to do and to get everything done, you find yourself struggling a little bit to get out of survival mode and actually feel abundant in the day-to-day, then you will resonate with this episode. So it's like, if you have a busy life whereby you've got to like kind of be thinking about the next thing that you've got to do and the next thing and the next thing, then what that can mean is you get a bit too caught up in your current reality. And this is a problem because as long as you're stuck in your current reality, you're just going to create more of it. Your reticular activating system in the brain is going to keep looking, is going to filter in information that aligns to what you already are living. More things that are relevant to what you feel, what you've got to do, how your life looks now. And it's going to delete out and distort and generalize other information so that you don't see other things. And this is how we can get stuck. And I would use the hamster wheel analogy here, that it's like you're stuck on a hamster wheel when you're really busy and you're really just kind of going on autopilot. You get stuck on a hamster wheel that is going to, again, where does the hamster go? In the same place and the same place and the same place. They never go anywhere different. Manifestation is creating something different. And when we get stuck on the hamster wheel, you can miss out on that. So if that's you, you're going to like this episode. This is going to be helpful for you because I'm speaking to you. If you're very overwhelmed, if you can often feel overwhelmed trying to stay aligned, like you want to manifest, you're a busy girl, you're probably successful in your career, you're probably doing a lot of things in your career, but you want to manifest and you want to manifest certain things that you desire. And so you might find yourself often feeling overwhelmed and feeling a bit of analysis paralysis, whereby you're trying to make sure that you're getting everything done on your to-do list and you're meeting all of the things that you need to do for your job, your career, whatever it is, maybe kids. But you're equally inside, like, I need to like make sure I'm being aligned. I need to make sure I'm taking the right action. I need to make sure I'm working on my beliefs. And inside, you're also kind of slightly maybe beating yourself up or feeling information overload in your mind of all the things you have to do. Because that can affect your vibration, right? Put you in a state of stress. That in itself can create survival mode, whereby you're not, again, in a state of creation. We have two different modes. Creation mode, survival mode. When we're in survival mode, we switch off from creation. But our lifestyles in this day and age, for so many people, can be survival mode. Get up early, go to work, do all the things, run around, have meetings, eat at your desk because you don't even have time to go and relax and sit and eat. Then when you finish doing that, go straight to the gym and try to stay fit and then try to do this and that and then try to have a social life and meet your friends. I get it. Like, it's the way of society, unfortunately, sometimes. But it can be blocking you from your manifestations. So again, if you relate to that, this episode is for you. And lastly, if you're someone who finds that you really like dive into manifestation on the weekend and you try to like, you know, do some perhaps inner work, perhaps some learning, some podcasts, some courses, all this kind of thing. But then as soon as the week comes, you go into autopilot. So yes, it's so good that you've learned information, but it's not being integrated and embodied because you're not actually going into the week with a heightened level of awareness and consciousness to make the shifts based on what you've learned. You're just learning the information and then going back to normal life, living the exact same way as you did before. Then the weekend comes, you learn more, but you don't integrate again because of autopilot. So I created the co-creator collective for people who are experiencing these things. The reason I created it was, well, really, there were two reasons. The first reason was because of information overload, that I'm realizing that in society now, so many of us are like analysis paralysis, information overload, because there's so much information out there. You can learn from a bajillion podcasts, books, courses. There's so much information and good information that is really insightful, really empowering, all of that stuff. But then when you have so much information, you can get paralyzed because you can't process it all. Our brain can't process perhaps the sheer amount of information that's all around us. And what can happen is you can, like I just said, you can learn it, but then not integrate it, in which case it's not actually shifting your reality. It's not creating the change. And that's the point of having new information, is to integrate it and to use it. Hey, Michaela, Queen Michaela. So that's the first reason I created it, is because information overload, I have realized, is such a thing, and it was getting in the way of my clients and people I know and friends and all kinds of people. And I realized, like, I need to come up with a solution to this. I need to shift the way that I'm doing things to help people with this. The second reason that I created this is because I had multiple clients sort of, it would come up in calls, speaking about it, sharing about it, us trying to work through this blog. They were getting stuck in perfect action. They were getting stuck in the idea of, I need to do it perfectly. And then what happens when you wait till something's perfect? It never happens and it never gets done. So they were finding that with courses and programs, they would, like, you know, maybe not get to the integration part. They would learn, they would listen, they wouldn't do the integration, the workbooks, etc., etc., because they were busy and they felt they didn't have time. But then, because it's like a big, you know, they might have like five or six things they need to do in that workbook, they just don't do it. And then they never get around to doing it. So then that stops them from going to the next thing, which stops them from going to the next thing. And they just basically, it's like you hit a roadblock and you're like, and you just can't get down the road. So I realized that I needed to think about this in the way that I'm teaching and coaching, and I need to create something that would offset information overload, that wouldn't just throw more information at you so you can be overwhelmed, and that secondly wouldn't promote and get you stuck in perfect action and feeling that if you don't have time to sit down for an hour, then you can't do it and you can't move forward. So what I did was create the Co-Creator Collective because it is about easy, small, bite-sized, little nibble, digestible steps that compound over time. It's also about messy action. It's not about getting something perfect, like step one, get it perfect, then move to step two, get that perfect, then move to step three. It's about step one, try it, move on, step two, try it, step three, try it. And these things will, each step kind of compounds upon the next. So each step will help you get better at the last step. And also it's about just moving. I can't express this enough, but you may not nail the action. In manifestation, there might be a behavior that you recognize you need to shift, and you might not nail that behavior. You might do it a bit and sometimes you're successful and sometimes you miss out on it and you forget or you go back into old habits, but it doesn't matter. You may not nail it, but you will move. And moving is the part of manifestation that's essential. It's not about running around like a headless chicken, trying to do all the things and hustling and trying to take crazy action. When I say move, I mean shift. moving in manifestation is about creating the environment because we're trying to draw things in. So it's about being and being something different, because who we are right now, who we're being, not who we are perhaps, who we're being is creating all of our reality. So if there's something you don't like, maybe in your financial situation, in your relationships, in your career, when you shift something in who you're being, that outer reality will shift too. And something will shift in your reality. So it's not about being perfect. It's about when you move, then from the next place, like say if I'm here and I go and stand just right there in the other corner of my room, I'm going to see things that I can't see now. I'm going to see a dot on the wall that I can't see from here. So when you move, you can see what the next step is. You can see more clearly. Maybe you have learned experience. You have embodied wisdom. You might try and adopt a new habit with your finances and do it successfully 1 week. And then the next week you kind of slip up and you end up, I don't know, maybe anxiously spending, maybe not using a certain formula in terms of how you manage your money. But you've learned something. You've moved, you've gained wisdom. You've been like, oh, why did I anxiously spend in that shop? I was doing so well last week. You recognize the trigger and now you're more informed than you were before you even took the first step. So now you're able to adopt a habit even more effectively because you have data and you have a deeper level of understanding, a deeper level of consciousness. And you don't get the deeper level of consciousness solely through sitting and journaling. I love journaling. I often give journal prompts to all of my clients. I give them to you guys on social media. But you don't get certain insights just from journaling. You get them from doing. When you go out in the world and you try something, you try to adopt a new habit, you learn something about yourself. You learn where you were good at doing it. You learn what resistance came up and what made you not want to do it. You learn what you found hard about it. You learn what inner dialogue came up about why you shouldn't bother, and therefore you gained a consciousness of what's really going on so that you can shift it and you can do it different. And next time you know what your trigger is and you know how to, and you're guided how to shift that and how to overcome that trigger. So that is why I created the Co-Creator Collective, because it's about moving. There's too much sitting, contemplating, trying to be perfect. Like, I need to be fully healed before I can do this. I need to fully sit down for a good few hours and journal before I can manifest. It's not true. We create that. We create that in our paradigm, this idea that it has to be perfect. The reality of manifestation is it's an experiment, it's a learning curve. With my manifestations and everything that I manifest, I'll usually set my intentions, I'll start shifting and embodying, and then I'll notice. I'll always come back and look at how did that go the last week that I've been doing it, the last month, the last 6 months that I've been doing it. And I'll be like, yeah, this thing here that I'm doing, like I can see now that this is coming up. Or that I'm doing it out of actually lack, or whatever it is, I get the insight only through doing it, and then I tweak. And that's the true magic of manifestation, is doing, moving, taking the action, shifting your behaviors, learning, shifting something. I don't know why I'm doing this, like trying to do some bhangra dancing over here, but you learn by actually taking action, getting the insight, shifting and going back. Think of a scientist, right, who does something, does an experiment. They write their findings and then they adapt. And then they adapt. They don't find a cure for something first time around, most often. That is the process of manifestation, but so many of us are stuck in paralysis that we never take the first step, where we would get some really juicy insight that could be the thing that already shifts something in our reality. Anytime you move, so does your reality. So it isn't about knowing. Manifestation is not about knowing. It is about embodying. Hello. So only through integrating the practices that put you into creation mode and that are a sign of creation, when you're doing something different, you are creating, do you start to see things in your life manifest faster and faster. So another reason I created this is because now I recognize that my lifestyle now, having moved to the Caribbean, working completely remote, making my own schedule, not having to be anywhere anytime, it's different. It's easy to live manifestation for me now because I'm literally living this complete freedom life. But it wasn't always the case, and I want you to know that. I want you to know that I didn't manifest this because my life was already like this and I had all this time and I could sit and meditate all day. That's not necessary. Yes, I love doing those kind of things now, but it's not necessary. When I started to really shift my life and to manifest the reality that I'm in now, I was in survival mode, like many of you might be. I did have a crazy busy schedule. I was working at the gym, working really long hours, chronically stressed. And then the pandemic happened and that just created more stress. And you might think, well, you had more time then. And then yes, I didn't have to be somewhere because I couldn't be somewhere, but I would be at home just like this all day, hustling. My hustle mentality was still within me, it didn't disappear overnight. And this was pre-healing my feminine energy. So I was hustling, and in survival mode thinking, oh my God, I've lost all my income overnight, lost my business overnight due to the pandemic and gyms are shut, so I have to make money. And I was stressing and being in survival mode and on autopilot, forgetting to eat, all that kind of thing. But how did I shift, and how do you shift if you're in survival mode and start actually coming off of the hamster wheel, coming off of autopilot? Because it's when you shift and you do something different that your life will be different. Drew says, I call it story mode when we just have our head down living life. I love that. I've never heard that before, but I love that. Story mode. Oh my God, obsessed. That is like so true, because everything in reality is a narrative, right? So we have a narrative of who we are, our identity, and how our life looks. And as Drew says, when you're just doing what you've always done, and often that's because life is happening and you've got yourself in a routine and you've got a career that you have to keep doing what you're doing, you're staying in the story of this is my life, this is my reality, this is how things are, and you're not able to get out of that. And then you just create more of the same storyline. Love that, Drew. Thank you. You can see that spark something. So what I did when I was in that place was, okay, I'm in survival mode. So I can't just overhaul my whole life instantly because I'm trying to survive. I'm stuck in my reality of, oh my God, I've just lost everything. How do I rebuild? I've got to do this, this, and this every day. Long to-do list. Stress levels high, anxiety levels high, imbalanced nervous system. Well, I did it by small steps, because when you're in that space, it's not realistic. And I know this because so many of my clients tried this and they would say to me, you know, I'm going to wait till I've got a week off, which is in a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to go deep into it. And I'm going to just really do all of the work and all of the transformation that we were talking about. But then that would come and then they'd be tired and drained from their busy week, and it would take a few days to get into the mode of like, okay, let me do something. Then they'd start doing something and then it's time to go back again, and they go straight back, right? So I know that it doesn't work when we create these, again, narratives that it's a good idea to wait until everything's like, we've got time, we've got a big chunk of time to truly overhaul our life. You can overhaul your life one small step at a time that compounds until you've made major, major transformation. It doesn't have to be all, everything changes overnight. Small steps do compound, and that's personally how I've moved myself from where I was just as the pandemic hit, with business gone, complete survival mode, hustle mode, stress, feeling the need to prove myself, ego, validation, all that stuff. It was one small step at a time, really and truly. Because yes, I now had like everything taken away, but that didn't mean that I could change overnight, because I was in that state of complete paralysis, shock, survival mode, which many of you might be in. So just one thing at a time, one shift, the key needle moving shifts, not just doing random stuff, but actually doing the needle moving thing, the thing that actually makes a difference, that makes you move, that messy action that makes you move. Because when you move, again, your outer reality moves. So the point of creating this was the compound effect, and was the idea that instead of you waiting to be perfect and waiting until you can do something big and then change your life, you take one step at a time. You can do it right now. Everyone has 10 minutes a week. Everyone. I know you might say you don't, but you do. It's just about finding, you know, how you're going to move things around to actually prioritize what's important to you. I'm not saying everyone has hours and hours. I'm not saying we all have the same time. We all have different schedules, but everyone can find 10 minutes. And that's why I created this. Drew said, I feel this live came at the right time, just turned 40 and at a big junction of my life. We'll definitely check out some of what you can help with. Amazing. Divine timing. Junctions of life is like kind of like a catalyst, I think, when something like you feel something internal, like an inner catalyst that sparks some sort of change and makes you want to start the change. And if you just take one change, things compound. That's what I find in my own life. That's what I find with clients, is that one thing is actually valuable, but we like to think, our human brains and our egos like to think, if it's a small thing, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to change. But it's the domino effect, the compound effect. So what this is going to do, what the Co-Creator Collective is about, you know why I created it. It's about ensuring that you start every single week clear and focused on your manifestation step for the week. Because again, I would find that a lot of clients who have busy lives, busy schedules, would start the week straight into, you know, life and into their job and into work, and get stuck on autopilot or the hamster wheel, but then feel worse, like create more stress in their head because they're like, I'm not doing things for my goals, I'm behind on my action steps, I'm behind on like taking the action that I want to take in the world, I'm behind on maybe inner work that I want to do. And you beat yourself up and it creates a downward spiral or a self-fulfilling prophecy. You end up starting the week overwhelmed because you've set yourself that you need to do this big, big chunk, and it's like over you like a cloud, dark cloud, making you feel heavy and making you feel like you're not doing enough, you're not good enough, and that creates a downward spiral, creates more stress. What does stress do? Put you more in survival mode. So what I wanted to do was make it so that every week, at the beginning of the week, you have one step, it lands in your portal that you use in on this program, on the Co-Creator Collective, the membership, and you get a short video from me, up to 10 minutes, sometimes less, just breaking down why we are doing this. I'm all about intentionality. You knowing why you're doing a step, not just like, oh, let me just entertain you, give you something to do, but actually, how is this moving the needle towards your manifestation? So I break it down so that your unconscious mind hears me and understands, okay, this is important to us. I bring it back to your goals so that your unconscious mind filters it in, the RAS filters it in, reticular activating system, and is like, ooh, this is relevant to me. That's why I do that. That's why I've included a video. Then you have the action step, maybe it's some prompts. Sometimes it's like, okay, go and take this action. The prompts always lead you to the action if it's prompts. And then you know for this week, if it's Monday, this is all I have to do for the week, and I will be moving the needle because I will be moving, and when I move, my reality moves, right? So that's the first thing I wanted to do, was to get rid of that overwhelm at the beginning of the week of beating yourself up and feeling like, oh my God, I need to be doing something, but I don't know what I should be doing for my manifestations, and I'm too busy doing this. If you didn't have to think about what do I have to do, but it just landed in your inbox, you could start the week feeling clear and confident, knowing, feeling secure, feeling confident, knowing that the needle is moving because you have exactly what you need to do, and it's easy and it's bite-sized. The second thing I wanted to do was to make it digestible. So often I do teach in courses, long courses, where there's like maybe an hour module and then like a 20-page workbook, something like that. And I still believe there really is a time and place for that. There really, really is. And it can create deep transformation. But it's not when you're in survival mode. It's not when you're busy, super busy. And it's not when you're stuck in autopilot. You need to get things moving first before you can do that type of thing. And easy, digestible steps is how you can create that transformation by chunking down the cake one nibble at a time. right? So that's the second thing that I created as a part of this, is that it's really, really bite-sized, but it's needle moving. Again, it's not just random stuff, but it's the bite that you need. And I was only able to do this, I think, at this point in my career because I've been doing it long enough, I've gained enough expertise, different qualifications and things like that. You know, I'm a manifesting generator that loves to do all the different courses and qualifications. That's only happened now because it's enabled me to pick out what is key and what is the key thing for you, because you have to fully understand the whole picture to see what's clear. And I think that time has come now where I've got that ability that I might not have had before. So it's all about compounding these steps that you get lucky girl, lucky guy syndrome as you build one on top of the other. And then lastly, I wanted you to expand your co-creator abilities. Manifestation is something you live. It's not really something that you just do and you sit down and you say, I'm going to manifest, as a lot of the movies and stuff suggest. It's being. Manifestation is just being. You're manifesting right now. But it's just the case of, are you manifesting what you want, intentionally manifesting, or are you just manifesting on autopilot? Either way, you're creating reality. But are you creating the reality you already have, or are you creating something different? So I wanted to use this to also teach you those tools with these weekly things. You're learning something each time about manifestation and about how you can be it and live it in an intentional way so that you manifest what you actually want. So having these abilities sharpened, really learning how to harness everyday things often. And you might have seen in some of my recent posts, I've been talking about harnessing everyday things and using them to speed up your manifestations, because if you use them intentionally, that is what they'll do. So it's about using those everyday things so that you just become somebody over time who's like, in a few months, you just look back and you're like, whoa, like I feel like I'm now someone who everything just seems to work out for. And that's because you've been increasing your magnetism one step by step by step until it's just your nature. I give you these steps to build upon each other because they adopt and they become a new way of living. And again, this is through that messy action, not perfectionism, but taking the action, you learn, you see what worked, you see what didn't, you gain more awareness. You understand more what the resistance might be if you feel resistance to these new habits, so you can shift it, so you can change it, so you can do it better. And it's not about perfection. And somebody even asked me this in our Co-Creator Collective group, because inside we do have a group support chat on Instagram, so you can ask questions anytime. Every week you can kind of get pulled back with accountability, like seeing, okay, everyone's doing their action step. You can see that keeps you feeling supported by the community. Also helps you absorb through osmosis, because you're seeing what the other girls ask and what I say back, and you're getting loads of nuggets of wisdom. So I've lost my train of thought. What was I saying? Oh yeah. One of the girls asked me in the group today, like, if I've taken my first action step from week one and I've been embodying it and I've been using it, but I've not perfectly nailed it down yet. Like some days I was really good and I got that action step in, and some days I haven't. So should I wait until I get that perfect and then go to step two? And I was like, no, take action. Every week, it's weekly for a reason. Every week, when you get that video and you watch it and you read the action step and you start implementing the action step, you are coming back to aligned, abundant mindset. You are coming back to manifestation mode. You're coming back to intentionality and co-creation instead of autopilot. And when you see it pop up and you think, oh, I'm not ready yet, so I'm not perfect yet at the other step, so I'll have to do it later. You go back into autopilot and you go straight back to living your normal life, because perfection will never come. So I specifically tell the girls inside this program, every week, take the action. Every week, watch the video. Doesn't matter if you don't get it perfect, just by watching it, by osmosis, you are coming back and you're being realigned back to manifestation mode. Your unconscious mind is learning that every week we look at how we can do things better and how we can move into manifestation mode, how we can move the needle. So your unconscious mind is gaining the habit that every week we go into a level of increased consciousness and we think about how we can move the needle towards our goals. you're breaking the habit of getting stuck in a vicious cycle, in a, not a vicious cycle necessarily, on a hamster wheel, in a story, as Drew said. You're breaking that habit because your unconscious mind is learning that actually now what we're doing every week is adopting something new, shifting, thinking about where we want to be rather than getting so stuck in where we are. Okay, so that is my story. That is why I created it. That is what inspired it. Some of my clients, some of my soul sister clients really inspired that, alongside noticing this information overload that is happening in society and wanting to cut through the noise, because I really want to make manifestation something that everyone can live. And I think if I'm honest, there was a little while in my business where it became very like serious. Well, not serious, but very like you must, you know, I say live it, which I say right now, but be perfect almost, like truly just make your whole life about manifestation. Whereas some of you have jobs and responsibilities and babies and things like that. And I realized through some of my own inner reflection and also some things that are happening in my world as I've got busier and busier, that you get to manifest, even if you have a busy lifestyle, but you have to be intentional and you have to be conscious. You can have a busy lifestyle if you're very conscious and intentional of breaking out of the story and not getting stuck in that reality. If you're taking a short piece of time each week to make a move, to shift, to be intentional, to move the needle, then it's okay if you're busy. But if you get stuck in your reality, then you could just create more and more of the same. So thank you for listening, guys. The Co-Creator Collective is now open. So if you resonated with this, if you feel that you are overwhelmed, you are busy, you're probably in survival mode, and you're ready to start ticking off chunks of your vision board and actually feeling proud when people ask you how your 2023 goals are going, then the Co-Creator Collective is for you, because it will take you there through easy, digestible, bite-sized action. It's not about information overload, it's about integration, living, moving, taking the action so that your outer reality can reflect that and catch up. It's open right now. It's just £33 a month. There is no contract. You can stay as long as you please. There is a group support chat, and we also have once a month a live coaching Q&A call where you can come with your questions and get guidance on your specific situations, what you're specifically manifesting, the habits that might be blocking you, the beliefs that might be blocking you, resistance, all of those things, seeing the aligned action, all of that stuff you will get access to ask and have your specific circumstances addressed and have some guidance on that. So if you fill the pool, you can either DM me, co-creator, and I'll send you the link, or the link is also in my bio. So whichever you feel is aligned for you, and you could start right away and you could kick off your Monday by getting into alignment and starting with one of these manifestation steps that will move the needle. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope that shed some light on my new membership, because I have only just launched this. And thank you everyone for your comments. I will speak to you soon. Bye.
So I hope you loved this episode. Thank you for listening and spending your time with me. And I really hope that it is empowering you and has empowered you to go for those goals and to know that you are so capable of manifesting all that you desire and all of that soulful success in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in any aspect that you desire it in. And if you did enjoy this episode, if you did find it helpful, if you did have some light bulb moments, please take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at Leela Jasmine Sule. I would love to hear what you took away from the episode. I would love to hear how it helped you. But also, it would be amazing if you could share the message and pass this on to more Grow Girls who would benefit from this. And if you share it on your Instagram stories, then of course, all the Grow Girls in your community will also be able to listen and enjoy the goodness as well. Until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.